This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the U.S. re-examines its trade relationship with Mexico, some in Mexico are doing the same, questioning the terms of trade with the North. One focus is natural gas. Pipelines now carry a record-setting amount of that fuel south across the border, as Ingrid Lobet of iNews Source reports.
The amount of natural gas flowing to Mexico quadrupled in recent years, and it's still increasing fast.
By 2019, the U.S. pipeline export capacity to Mexico is projected to almost double.
That's Victoria Zaretskaya, a natural gas expert with the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Most of the gas is coming from Texas.
This is an unprecedented expansion of U.S. pipeline export capacity that we have never seen before.
Mexico is soaking up all this U.S. natural gas because it realized burning coal and oil and diesel to make electricity was expensive and dirty and released a lot of carbon. Jeremy Martin at the Institute of the Americas at UC San Diego says the timing was right.
As it happened, that was about the same time that the U.S. shale revolution was unleashing enormous amounts of oil and gas in the United States.
So Mexico is switching to cleaner energy at some really good prices. 60% of the natural gas it uses now is imported. But with trade relations between the two countries less steady, Martin and others say some in Mexico are reexamining.
And so now there are those who are saying, well, we made this bet to switch our power generation. We're now starting to wonder if that may be in question.
At the energy consulting firm Suma in Mexico City, Jonathan Pinzón agrees.
Definitely, there is a level of worry. In some government and industry circles, they are discussing alternatives, such as whether gas can be brought in from other regions.
But at the same time, he says, the Trump administration has little incentive to change because U.S. drilling and pipeline companies really benefit from this trade.
In that sense, I think it would be political suicide for the current administration to put any restriction on that gas moving to Mexico.
With all this expensive new pipe in the ground, this flow is probably welded in. I'm Ingrid Lobet for Marketplace.
Ingrid is a reporter with iNews Source, an independent nonprofit out of San Diego.